Coach's Insight programs back to it here on Care 93.7. We're on to Jefferson County North. Brandon Salmon joined by Steve Knoll, girls basketball coach. It's brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, let's dive into it. A couple games already under your belt this week. A Monday game against Horton. That was a 56-32 final. Your team able to get the win there, and then turning right back around and then going on the road to the best team in the league right now, which is ACCHS. You lose there 49-23. Just kind of take us through that tough back-to-back stretch there earlier in the week.
Yeah, it was tough for us there. And, you know, we've actually played pretty well since Christmas break. Came out, got three wins off the bat. You know, we had a close one with Valley on Friday, then we got Horton on Monday night. And playing back-to-back, and we're not real deep, you know, that kind of takes its toll on us a little bit. And I think it kind of caught up with us in the second half against ACCHS, but they also picked up their defense. And we know they're a good shooting team, but they're a good defensive team as well. And they kind of took us out of things we wanted to do there in the second half. You know, I was feeling pretty good where we were five down at half and I think 10 down at the end of the third quarter, and then we just kind of really – you know, I think it was a combination of game things. They picked up their defense. We were a little tired, and we just couldn't execute the way we wanted, and it just kind of got away from us late. So hopefully we can learn from some things there. But on a bright spot with it, it was almost the opposite on Monday night against Horton. We were kind of just going along, and then something clicked for us in that fourth quarter, and we played fourth quarter probably about as well as we've played. And I think we scored 22 points in the fourth quarter. So, you know, kind of a two nights in a row, different fourth quarters, but we've seen kind of as good as we could, probably not as good as we could be, but, you know, how good we can be and even better, and then how bad we can be. So hopefully we can kind of learn from both of those and move on.
Yeah, that Monday game was a makeup against Horton that was scheduled back in December. So you play Valley on Friday, you get Saturday, Sunday off, then you play Monday and then Tuesday, and then you mentioned that kind of second half against ACCHS on Tuesday, things just getting away. Is that just attributing to just tired legs at that point? I mean, is it just one of those things where it's just kind of, you know, the last few days is just kind of wearing on you?
Well, I think that was part of it, but you've got to give ACCHS credit. Their defense picked up and just took us out of what we wanted to do. So, yeah, I don't want to say it was entirely us. That was part of it, but, man, they took us out of what we wanted to do as well. So, you know, hopefully we realize, you know, we get a little tired. We got to slow some things down and set up an offense a little bit better and execute a little more instead of go down and first shot, you know, take the first thing we get. So hopefully we can learn from that because, you know, our road stays pretty tough here the next couple of games. We got Jackson Heights twice in a row. We go up there on Friday and then play them back at our place on Thursday. So hopefully we learn from our mistakes this week.
Yeah, it's an interesting stretch where you get Jackson Heights back-to-back. You do have some practice time in between there, as you mentioned, here on Friday and then next Thursday. And then obviously after that, you start diving into midseason tournaments. But, you know, Jackson Heights, their streak finally ended as ACCHS beat them this past Saturday. It was 51 straight league wins. I think everybody else besides Jackson Heights, maybe a little bit of a quiet round of applause, like, yes, it's finally done, we can kind of move on. But you go from right now ACCHS, the top team, to Jackson Heights, who was very hungry and got a huge win over Oskaloosa. I think a lot of that might have been due to losing to ACCHS, and they really put it to Oski on Tuesday. But what's the expectation for Friday?
Well, again, we got to come out, we're going to see a lot of pressure like we did in the second half with Effingham, and hopefully we learned from, you know, how we didn't handle it very well against Effingham to where we, you know, adjust a little better here against Jackson Heights. And, you know, we've got some things we want to work on and try against them because, you know, in order to get up there and be able to compete with the best, we want to be able to, you know, we got to compete with them. We got to do the things they're doing. And I think we realize that. And you know, we have the talent to do that. We just got to get the mindset. We've got to come in and execute and play our style and not let their style dictate it for us. So, It's going to be tough, but I think, you know, we're ready to go. We got some practice time now here the next couple of nights that we can get in and go against them and see how that works, make some adjustments, and then see them again next week.
Jefferson County North at Jackson Heights on Friday. Very good battle in the Northeast Kansas League. Chargers sitting at 5-2 in league play and a 6-1 league record right now for Jackson Heights. So a good one brewing on Friday night. That is Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us here on our Coach's Insight, again brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Jackson Heights this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.